Radio K-Line, www.k-line.org. Hello, welcome to another episode of K-Line Radio Minutes. Today we have a seasoned radio guest. She's even been on the quote-unquote real radio. I think, what was the name of that show you were on?
Here's Help. At 6 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
Not even people listening to Y100.
Starring Jim Reilly, right. It was on broadcast on Y100, one of the most highly listened radio stations in all of South Florida. But anyway, today we have a real treat, and we do have, I'll just refer to her by her nickname, E, or EE.
That is still not my nickname.
And... Once again, it's a pleasure to have someone of your caliber on this show. Most of our guests are, you know, wannabes that have never been on the real radio.
Hey, I heard
but
that.
We actually increased our budget for today's episode, and we're going to pay you the same amount as you got paid by Y100. Is that fine with you?
Sure. I'll hand you your check for $0 a little later.
Okay, first of all, what maybe you can tell us. Now, you've been around the radio studio scene. You were, I know you were a, not a disc jockey, but a, what do they call that, the news host at Davie Elementary. So you've seen your way around a few news / radio studios, and maybe you can help the listening radio audience envision what the K-Line radio studio is like. I mean, have you ever seen the gadgetry, the technology at work? The splendor, the awe that you see when you walk into our multi-dollar facility?
So should I describe to the viewer, I mean the listeners, what it looks like or what?
Well, just I think if you just agree with me that it's totally fascinating and just you're awestruck, I think that will pretty much do it.
Wouldn't that go against my principles?
Okay, thanks. I'll take that as a yes. Now, the other thing that I wanted to discuss with you today is I know, I don't want to reveal what grade you are in, but I think probably our listeners might guess that you are in school. And how do you feel about the public schools and their philosophies on permitting religious clubs into the schools? First of all, do they?
Well, I suppose, but there's a lot of red tape involved.
What's happened in your experience? What happened when you try to get your religious club into the school?
Well, there's a lot of forms and stuff to fill out, and it's just like they want to tire you, so you're just like, forget it, whatever.
Have you given up yet?
Well, I'm trying not to.
Okay. Well, I would say pray about it every day unceasingly, and eventually you can soften them up. Are there, how many other students are involved with this club?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to start anything without being allowed to do anything.
It's like the French Resistance in a way. If you get the club started, what will you do? Is it strictly a Bible club, or it's a prayer group, or what is it?
I think it's like a little bit of both. Kind of. How can we know unless we start?
Okay, well, what do you think you'll do if you start?
Well, we'll probably do Bible study and pray and whatever.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Well, if you or your friends or your kind, so to speak, ever want to reach, other Christians on the internet radio, you're always welcome to join us here. Well, you're not really welcome to come in the studio, but I can give you a tape recorder, and you can tape record their remarks, and we can then uplink it, as I refer to it, to the internet. So it's an open door policy.
Okay.
All right. Again, thanks for coming. I see we've exceeded the minute by about 3 minutes and 15 seconds. So, again, thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.